This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Silver has been... If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies and deceit, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 1st. We're in the third hour of the broadcast. Going to be taking your phone calls all this hour. If you'd like to call and join us, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to the phones. We got Renee in North Carolina. How you doing today, Renee?
I'm doing good, but some people better grab something to hold on to because I'm getting ready to tell them what is really busting up the family. And it's not gay people getting married, okay? A large portion of the blame goes to gutless, self-serving Christian preachers who always want to point the sin light at abortion or homosexuals. But the thing is, they don't want to talk about what's really breaking up families. I know I've had to help a lot of women move out of their homes from nice, and I'm talking about nice, middle-class, white-collar, suburban homes into dingy little apartments, okay? And because the Christian preacher, it's both priests and preachers, I've observed this over my lifetime, they generally suck up to and like to hang out with the wealthier men in their congregation because they bring them to the country club to play golf or to duck hunting to their camp and stuff like that. Well, they don't want to talk about domestic violence or lust, and they know this guy, you know, once a week, this guy's car is parked in front of some young woman's house on the other side of the tracks. And if they talk about that, that might offend him, and he'll quit bring them to the duck camp, okay? So there are some issues that they avoid, okay? Like, because like I say, I've had to help women move out of the house, nice houses, because some of the stuff that the husbands want to do is so disgusting they can't take it anymore. I was actually in the hospital room one time with one woman when she's in labor, and she's on the phone with her husband at the strip club. And so the thing is, that's what is breaking up marriages, but the preachers won't address that. Just like they always want to talk about those evil women who abort their babies, but never once do you hear them talk about a leading cause of death of pregnant women is being murdered by their husband or boyfriend, okay? Because he sees that pregnancy as a burden or obstacle. He doesn't want to pay child support or whatever. And nobody ever defends the woman who is killed by her husband or boyfriend because she refuses to get the abortion. So there's a lot of bias in the way information is presented because it's always easier to shine the sin light on less powerful groups, okay? Women, homosexuals and stuff. And as long as you keep shining at them, you're not shining it at the more powerful people who are in a better position to retaliate against you or you don't want to offend them because they're also in a position to reward you, while the less powerful groups cannot generally retaliate against you and are not a position to reward you. And that's why there's bias in the way people see things throughout our culture. So if all these Christian pastors who claim they care so much about family, they need to grow a spine and start doing something about it. I mean, instead of telling women who go complain about domestic violence that, well, you need to learn to cook better or be more creative, you know where. The thing is, that's the kind of stuff that the Christian pastors have been doing, and if they need to have the spine to stand up, instead of fearing that it might have repercussions on their pocketbook or hunting season or golf game, and stand up and tell the truth about what is really destroying marriages, and it's not gays getting married.
Let me ask you this, Renee. Of course, there's going to be so many different answers, but we'll get your opinion of it. One, it seems like the youth are less interested, or young people are less interested in marriage, and there may be a variety of reasons for that, but I'll get yours. And why do you think we see so much divorce in America? I mean, there's going to be a lot of different reasons there. It's really an opinion question, but why do you think we see the breakup of the family like we do? Because growing up, I'm 47, growing up, you know, there was, and I was raised in church, there was not near the divorce rates, you know, 30, 40 years ago, as at least in this area as I see today. What do you think the reason is?
Well, it's because women were, remember, back then women were so strapped down economically, they couldn't even apply for a credit card. Okay, they were, you know, there's an old saying, poor women have round heels. Okay? You catch my drift? So the thing is, there's a reason, there's an ugly little reason that women are, that certain people, and they never say it out loud, like women economically disadvantaged. In the past, they were more economically disadvantaged where they had absolutely no choice. Now, I see women even today where they are still have less money because they earn less for the same work. I have seen them make the choice. You know, more women initiate divorce than men, even though they know they're going to take the economic hit. Why is that? They're just so darn miserable. So the thing is, I've moved them from nice suburban homes into dank, dark little apartments, but they did that because some of the stuff they were being requested to do was so bad, they preferred that.
Let me ask you
so
this.
The reason a lot of it is women, in other words, have more economic choice where if they're miserable, where in the past, no matter what, they had to take it. There weren't any battered woman shelters. There was no jobs unless you wanted to be a seamstress or clean people's houses. So they had to stay.
That's right. We got about 2 minutes for the break. I didn't feel like the women's liberation movement really helped to liberate the women. I thought a lot of that really backfired on the women, so to speak, and didn't help them. Am I wrong? What's your take on that? We've got about 2 minutes before we go to break.
Well, it did kind of backfire on them in ways because there's something called the double shift. Many of them, they're working outside the home, and then they have to come home, and they're still doing most of the work in the home. So in many instances, they're doing double duty. So the thing is, you know, if there needs to be some fairness, and I find that the preachers do not stand up for women, and the thing is, and it's not the gays getting married, it's women. Some of this stuff, like I say, I'm telling you, I know, there's another woman I know of now who her husband wanted her to do bad stuff. Well, her 80-year-old mother just died and left her money. She gone. She's gone now that she has the money to leave.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call. Interesting. We're taking phone calls all this hour. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, the break's going to get you, but we'll hold you through it. How you doing today, sir?
Oh, so-so. Renee, she brought up some good points. But as I say, it's a two-way street. It's not just on the men that they're the bad guys. A lot of men, they get set up by women just the same.
Yeah, that's a whole host. I mean, there's so many different variables, and every situation's different. I always thought, you know, and Renee agreed that the women's liberation movement, in many ways, it didn't help the women. I thought, in many ways, it worked against them. Your thoughts, Werner? Hold that thought for me. We'll get you on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio taking your phone calls all this hour, 1-800-313-9443. Werner, I've got a pastor that's on this radio station right here, and I was talking to him. This has been some time back, I think a lot of him, and he was telling me he thought the day was going to come in this country where a real church would not be able to operate out in the public. They would practically have to go back underground due to the legislation and the things that are changing in this country. I want to turn it back to you, your opinion, and what's on your mind today, sir?
Well, as I say, what did the Lord say? Satan is the ruler of this world. And I've watched things over the years, and I had a few close calls too. You know, and when I realized that I was being set up, I was back enough. And basically, in every family, if a family shall prosper, there has to be a proverbial black sheep in the family that pays the dues to the devil. If they can't get a family member, either the husband or the wife or one of the children, to be the designated the black sheep of the family, then a neighbor or somebody, a close acquaintance of the family has to be set up to be the black sheep of the family. And René is completely right, you know, the preachers, you know, the pastors, they have to grow some backbone. And remember, they are supposed to be the shepherds that are guiding the flock, and not that they are misleading the flock and lead them up to the slaughter.
Interesting. What do you think about what's going on in Connecticut with the gun ban on assault weapons? I was not aware of that until just a couple of days ago. I'm sure it's no surprise to you, but it's an amazing story. It's just an insight of where we find ourselves at today.
Well, as I say, you know, the Lord admonishes us not to resort to violence. It says the one who kills with a sword must die by the sword. The one who leads into captivity must be led into captivity. Here is the faith and the patience of the saints. It's a hard road to travel. It goes against our human nature, you know, to act that way, you know. But that's the ways of the world, you know. When people get oppressed, then sooner or later they run out of patience and they resort to those means, you know. They start shooting, they start killing, you know, to get rid of those perversive influences that have basically worked themselves up to the top and to the positions of power. And then the human way, the way of this this planet, is the only way that when people want to gain their freedom and put things back on an even keel, then we resort, our normal reaction is to resort to, you know, fighting back physically.
Interesting. Well, I appreciate the phone call. I'll give you the last word.
Listen, Sam, I wanted to phone up when you mentioned about the first responders at 9/11 and in Fukushima, you know. And there is a parallel. In the Second World War, when I was researching that about the bombing attacks, for example, the carpet bombing in Germany and Dresden and so, they spaced their bombing attacks generally about 2.5 hours apart. When after the first bombing run, then the firefighters and so from the surrounding towns, you know, the emergency people and the people that wanted to help the people, you know, when they had then come into the bombed cities to rescue people, that's when the Allied basically came with a second wave of bombing, so as to kill off the rescuers too. And this is basically the same way it was 9/11. There are some loose ends, you know. The people were talking about asbestos. Asbestos does not kill within 1 or 2 or 3 years. It takes a longer time, 15, 20 years, to cause lung cancer, you know. And is some indication that eventually some radiation-emitting devices had been used in the takedown of the towers. The same way as in Fukushima, you know, strong radiation, nuclear radiation.
Yeah, I don't think it's any surprise that the people that run in there to be first responders at either one of those events has got some serious health issues, and it's sad, and really I don't know how it'll turn out for the ones with Fukushima, but the 9/11 first responders, that they were just, the back was turned on to them by the state of New York and the federal government as well. Anything else you'd like to add? I appreciate the phone call.
Listen, there seems to be an agenda. Any members of the human family that show compassion and want to assist their fellow human beings, that kind of a trait has to be gradually eliminated within the human race.
Wow. That's interesting.
Long-term agenda, long-term pattern.
That's interesting. Hey, I appreciate it. Appreciate it so much. We're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Thank you for holding, sir. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Farron. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show. I make it a point to listen to it every Saturday morning, no matter what. You know, Renee had some pretty good points, but, I honestly think our divorce rate is because people have no honor to their word. You know, they make a commitment in front of their family, their friends, a church, God, at the altar. And then all of a sudden, she's spending too much money, or she's too fat, or she's lazy, or this or that, or he's no good, strip clubs, golfing all the time. People don't want to work it out. You know, they don't realize the commitment. I mean, I've got nephews and nieces and brothers and sisters and a lot of friends that have all gone through divorce, and I says, wait a minute, I stop and think about this. You're trying to raise two kids, and now all of a sudden, there's no family for the kids. I says, what's going to happen to these kids when they get to be 20, 21 years old? You know, they're going to, you got to have two parents. I always came home from school. My mother was there. And if my mother wasn't there, you know what? My dad made arrangements where he was home. Or my grandmother lived with us. There was always a figure of authority that you had to respect. So you didn't get into all of this trouble and everything else like that. Look at our television, look at our entertainment. I mean, it's almost, if you're following the big stars, Tom Cruise, how many divorces has he had? 4 or 5. Dean Martin, I think Dean Martin stayed married. But, I mean, you know where I'm going with this. If you follow these celebrities and everything else like that, it's almost normal. If you want to be sort of like them or you admire them, well, divorce is part of the game.
Jerry, we've now got such a throwaway society. You know, you go somewhere, you get a meal, everything's just thrown away. Your car that comes built today is practically a disposable car. It's built so sorry. And we've moved, and I'll get your opinion on this. We've moved from a generation that was raised on like Andy Griffith and family values to now our youth watches some of the filthiest television that can humanly be made, I guess, as far as jumping into bed with a 14 and pregnant, all this kind of stuff. They're bombarded with sex, and of course there is all of the subliminal messaging as well. And then we sit back and we wonder why the divorce rate is, it's exactly what you said. There's no commitment, there's no honesty, and so many of the friends that I've had that's gone through divorce, you know, the Facebook is they're caught cheating with somebody they met on Facebook, and the internet has caused them a problem, or their weakness to allow this to happen is really what caused the problem. But it boggles my mind, and I'll get your opinion on the other side. I grew up where, you know, when you needed a babysitter, you went to your grandparents. You didn't go to a daycare, you know. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with me, Jerry. Then we got Art in Philly, Brad in North Carolina. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
That moment of pain.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
But now one senator has basically admitted that actual journalists won't be covered at all. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. The idea of a media shield law is flawed from the get-go. Some people think it's a good idea to have a law that expressly states that journalists cannot be compelled to give up their sources to courts or to law enforcement. But of course, members of the U.S. Senate have now used discussion of a media shield law as a way to define who is, and more importantly, who is not, a journalist. Over the course of the past few months, politicians have been saying amateur journalists don't count. Senator Lindsey Graham even explicitly stated he wasn't sure if bloggers deserve First Amendment protections. Senator Dianne Feinstein insisted that real journalists draw salaries from big corporate media companies. Otherwise, she said she could not extend the privilege of being called a journalist to them. When WikiLeaks first became a big deal, those working on the legislation actually worked hard to make sure that WikiLeaks would not be covered. As I said, the Shield Law argument is flawed from the beginning, but how do we know that the Shield Law won't protect journalists? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Well, consider for a moment what New York Senator Chuck Schumer said last week. Schumer discussing the Media Shield Law provisions and how, if it became law, it might affect journalist Glenn Greenwald, who reported on the NSA secret surveillance based on documents leaked by Edward Snowden. Quote, "It's probably not enough protections to cover him, but it's better than current law," end quote. Now, that's exactly the problem here. We already have a Media Shield Law in place. It's called the First Amendment. By these senators needing to define protections, what they're actually doing is defining who is not protected. If Glenn Greenwald can be arrested or blocked from reporting on Edward Snowden's revelations about the NSA, therefore preventing that information from being made public, then true journalism does not exist anymore. Everything else just becomes state-run propaganda. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, "Silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science." Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Like watch the video about Sweden and send me an email or whatever. Let me know what you think about that. You'll see it over on the right hand side of the website. And I appreciate it, Art.
You too.
Hey, we're going to go to Brad in North Carolina, patiently holding. Last phone caller, if you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. Brad, how you doing today? Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Farron. I appreciate you having me on your program today. I really just want to pass out a warning for preparedness for people. You know, what's going on in Connecticut is an indication of where we're going. And I want to pose this to people to contemplate. We're reaching a decision-making point in our life as individuals are part of this nation that we're going to have to stand up and take a responsive position against what's going on. And I'm afraid that many people are not mentally prepared to do it. There's going to come a point in time when, as individuals, we're going to have to stand forcibly against our government. And if you'll just think about it, people, today, as you're going on in your daily lives, how difficult that will be. In Connecticut, 96% of the gun owners are going to have to make a decision. Are they going to fight their government and be convicted of felonies and stand the test of time of being prosecuted, giving up their rights to gun ownership, giving up their rights to citizenship, voting for a principle that the Constitution guarantees them? And I'll parallel this with an event in history. In the revolution, in the beginning of this country, people had to make a choice to stand up against England, the mightiest nation on the face of the earth. And at that point in time, only one out of five people was even willing to actively resist the British tyranny that was going on in this country. We're in that same position again, folks. And I want to ask you, are you mentally prepared to make the commitment that it is going to take? Because it is, it's coming. We're going to have to stand up and take a physical role in the protection of this nation.
Let me ask you this, Brad, and if the break catches you, I'll hold you through the break, but why is it, and you live in the same area I do, you've listened to this broadcast and many others, why is it that some people feel the way you do, which is the way I do, but so few do, so few see it, or so few care? I don't know. I've said it on this broadcast so many times. You know, it seems like these things bother me more than it does the rest of the people. I don't understand why. Hold that thought for me. We'll come back after the break. Then we've got John in Tennessee. We're joined by Brad in North Carolina. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair, and back in moments.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This broadcast for a long time, and I don't know how much you agreed with in the beginning or if it's been, you know, over time, but having seen what's transpired just in the last 5 years, I mean, it boggles my mind that people don't come to these same conclusions as you and many others has. Your opinion?
Well, Farrett, it was one of the factors that made me drop off the radar, not because I don't care, but because I couldn't find a way to motivate people to begin to realize. And, you know, it took a while for me to get to the point that I understood people don't want to see this because they're in their comfort zone. And it's going to be a point in time when they're shocked into reality. That seems to be the nature or the way of the American man and woman, is they have to be shocked into the realization that it's on them. And once you understand and accept that fact, then you and I, what we need to do is continue to prepare people for this time when it's coming. We won't be able to change them, Farron. And folks, I'm really not being critical of you because I'm in a comfort zone myself. All I want to do is I want to just try to remind you to be vigilant in observing what's happening and take more of an active role in this country, because what's coming forth is not going to be like the 100-foot wave that hit Japan. It's going to be more like a wind that sifts through the leaves of the trees. And there is going to be the hardest time and part of it. We're not going to see our enemy until they're amongst us. And we're going to have to be prepared to defend ourselves and our rights. But you're going to have to make a choice. And just like the gentleman said earlier, you're going to have to decide whether the value system that you believe in is worth the commitment, maybe up to your life. How hard is that going to be? It's going to be extremely hard.
Hey, I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add? Then we're going to go to John in Tennessee. I want to get him on and give him a little bit of time.
We're going to have to take and put more pressure on our leaders to change the direction that they're going, take more of a constitutional role in our government. And, guys, we know how well that's working. It's not going very well at all. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for calling, Brad. Thanks for calling. You know, it's refreshing to see people out there that are so fed up with the system that, you know, they've came to the same conclusions, because I threw in the towel. If you've listened to this broadcast, I threw in the towel on we're voting our way out of this a long time ago. We're going to go to John in Tennessee. Thanks for holding, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you taking my call. Got a lot to say, so I'm going to try to be quick.
You're going to be the last phone call, so we've got about 7 minutes. So
I'm going to be quick. While I get to my point, you got your computer on. Type in a search engine, capital H, lowercase U, and then see if you can find out who you is. And I have quit calling myself a human being. You know me in words. Human is two words. I didn't know that until recently. You is a false god. The God of the Bible, Farron, when he created us, he said, let us make man in our image. And when Adam needed a mate, he said, let's make a woman. He didn't say, let's make a human. Let's make a human being. When we call ourselves human, I believe that we're cursing ourselves because we're associating our existence with this false god named Hugh, which is why the government can look at us, treat us like cattle, treat us like a human resource. Hey, isn't that interesting? A human resource that's expendable. And, Farron, we love to self-replicate, don't we? So we're a self-replicating resource. It's being used in the corporation of the world for these people that consider themselves to be gods, to be the Olympians, to be the elite, the rulers. And then I began to think about 1850 and what it might have been like to be a slave. Well, Farron, in the 1850s, who decided whether a slave lived or died, what they ate, when they went to sleep, what time they got up, what field they were going to work in? And if you were injured, if you were kicked by a mule or a bale of cotton fell on you, or you fell out of a tree that you were pruning for the master and broke your arm, who decided how much care you got, where you went? Whether or not you lived or died, the boss. And what are we seeing now? They're trying to tell us what we're going to eat, when we're going to eat, what time you got to get up, where are you going to go to work. Hey, you can have health care, you can't. Farron, we are slaves on a plantation because we're calling ourselves something less than God called us. God called us men. God called us women. He said, I'm going to make man in my image. And we're... To me, it's awesome to really realize that they're looking at us as something less than human. And then we say, well, Lincoln freed the slaves. No, Lincoln didn't free the slaves. Lincoln enslaved everybody. The 14th Amendment ensured it.
That's interesting. John. I hadn't been able to find what the little U is. It's got hungry and...
It's one word. If you type in H-U and you go to the etymology of the word H-U, it'll, you know, just type in E-T-Y, and I know, it's etymology, U, and it'll bring you to this false god. Of word god, Wahududun's web. It's a Sanskrit word, hu, which means God. So, I mean, we're God's men. Not human. Human, hu was a false god. So we're a false god's man. And this is what this is all about. The Bible told us this is a spiritual battle. And when Jesus was talking, and I know this isn't church, but he told that Pharisee, you're of your father, the devil. We are something that we don't think we are, and that's men and women. And you're either free or you're slave. And when you take the tag, I believe, as human beings, you're not saying that you belong to anybody except men. You're rulers.
Well, you know, John, one of my favorite quotes is Goethe, where he says that there's no more people more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they're free. And I think that's exactly where we find ourselves at today. People in this country falsely believe they're free, and like a good friend of mine, Mike, says, we don't even, people my age don't even know what real freedom is, because we've lived under this collected tyranny our whole life. And then, of course, we've seen it completely worsen in the short term, whatever time frame you want to put it on. Got about a minute and a half. I'll give you the last word, and then we're wrapping her up.
Well, look, if you, I know what I'm saying sounds outrageous. But I've heard, I think it was one of the senators from Nevada, Harry Reid, that said, when he was talking about the people that were touring the White House, well, yeah, we know they're there. We can smell them. So, I mean, they're so much better than us, Fair, and they don't even smell like us. You know, we're literally, and what do you do with the resource of any kind? You use it until it's useless, and then you go get more. When I started working 40 years ago, I was an employee, or I was called an associate. Now I'm called, you know, if I want to get something straightened out at work, I got to call the human resource department. And it's like I said, you know, we self-replicate, man. I mean, they're never going to run out of us, because we're making new ones every chance we get. And ones that they're paying free money, if you want to call it that, yours and mine and the future wealth of our kids and grandkids, the ones that they're paying are the ones that the women that have five kids by five different men, and the men that have 10 kids by 10 different women, and they're all, right, you know, and I'm not being racist when I say it, because they come in black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, everything. They're driving and living better than you and I, and we're working 80-hour weeks.
Hey, thank you so much, John. We're out of time. Appreciate the phone call. We'll be back next week at the same time. Until then, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
With financial